Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always great to have you with us. Loaded card coming up as we hand out our best bets before Bet Sweats comes along. Joe O, Sammy P, our guys. We didn't mention this, but we can now. LeBron James is going to miss the first 3 to 4 weeks of the NBA season because of sciatica on his right side. So if you're not familiar with sciatica, I am. I had it for a long time. This is when the sciatic nerve is generally being compressed in your spine, and it runs all the way down your butt, down your leg, into your foot. So it can be really painful. So this is the first time in LeBron's career that he won't start a season. And this is his 23rd season in the league, which is an NBA record. The crazy thing here is that they say they're going to reevaluate him after 3 to 4 weeks. So this could go on even longer.
All right, so back up. This is like nerve pain, right?
Yes.
And it feels to me like nerve pain is really difficult to treat. Like, I'm not a doctor,
it's
but...
It's terrible.
Wasn't this a thing for, like, Peyton Manning, where he had, like, nerve pain in his neck? Because it's one thing if it's a muscle and you can stretch it out and, like, maybe get some, like, painkillers. But it when it's so deep and it's your nerves, that feels like something that he could miss a lot of time for, like, throughout the season.
I had sciatica... Years and years ago, I had back surgery because of issues with my sciatic nerve. I had a discectomy between my L5 and S1 vertebra where the nerve was being pinched, and so that was causing this radiating nerve pain down my leg. So I had a discectomy where they removed part of the disc and that part of the disc that is maybe pressing on the sciatic nerve. It's really painful. A lot of people have experienced this, and so sometimes it's hard to walk, much less play in the NBA.
Oh, absolutely. I had this when I was pregnant, so a different situation, but it
still
definitely sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like my whole leg would fall asleep because it's weird how, like, it connects to so many other things. Like, I think this is the same thing. Maybe it's different when it's not pregnancy related, but, like, I couldn't feel my entire, like, left side of my body because of my sciatica, like, being so crazy.
Well, you know what you do to numb the pain? You drink Hennessy. Maybe that's like
pregnant
that deal, right? Well, not you, but LeBron. Yeah. Hey, have you thought about boozing now that you're pregnant? How about some alcohol? Mm. But it makes sense. It's
right.
Like, all right, LeBron's going to have some cognac to deal with that pain. But I hate to see him not in the lineup. Hopefully he returns healthier than ever, but it's going to take some time. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, Joe Owen, Sammy P will lay out their favorite bets for the weekend, and they'll give you their thoughts on last night's win in the Meadowlands for the Giants taking care of business against the Eagles. All right, we got a loaded card, so let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
Look at this. It's a rare day when you have more bets than I do, but here we are.
Ah, well, we have a bunch going on. We have postseason baseball. We have the NFL, where I like a couple plays. But my best bet is going to be in Major League Baseball. And Tarek Skubal, we trust. So I'm going to go with the first 7 under 4.5 runs between the Tigers and Mariners for -120. We're doing first 7 in this one just because I think Skubal is going to give us 7 innings in this one. And he has been the Iron Man and the difference maker for the Tigers. He has just been, you know, lights out. He is going to probably win the Cy Young. And I think that it's going to be more the same in this one. Plus, you get George Kirby on the other side, who also gets to pitch to a pedestrian Tigers lineup, which I know we've seen like little flashes of their bats being hot, but that's not what we've seen for like the last month of the season. This was a bottom 10 offense. And I think we're going to return to what we saw in the first two games of this series where it was like 3-2 final score. Plus, this is an elimination game. Elimination games always play tighter. The hook is shorter for some of these pitchers, but George Kirby's been really good. And especially, I like the fact that both these pitchers have enormous strikeout potential. We know Skubal can miss a ton of bats. His strikeout prop, I think, is 8.5. Juice to the over at minus 166. And then you look at George Kirby and his last three regular season games, he struck out double-digit batters in 2 of 3. And one of those was against the Dodgers. So when you have that strikeout potential, that is how you strand base runners. So I think that's going to be the case in this game. A tight game, I think. And I'm going to go first seven under 4.5, Tigers-Mariners.
Okay, I'm going Tigers-Mariners, first five under 3.5. It's minus 150. So Skubal has been fantastic. You reiterated that. Last time out against the M's, 2 earned over 7 innings, struck out 9. And over 5 innings, he allowed a single run. When you look at George Kirby, he was great against the Tigers. And do you trust these Tigers' bats? I mean, I don't. Obviously, this is an elimination game, so every single pitcher will be on the tightest leash possible, especially Kirby. And we're back in Seattle. That is a hitter's park, or pitcher's park, I should say. So I think all of that tends to say under is the play. The game total is 5.5, for God's sakes. I'm going to go first five under 3.5. It's minus 150. This game is going to be as tight as it gets.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be rooting for the Tigers, I think, but I don't want to pick a side. Let's just hope for not much scoring going on and a pitching clinic. All right, next up for me, going to the NFL, couple player props that I do like. Stephon Diggs has looked like a true number one receiver over the last 2 weeks, and I think that continues this week. We actually get a pretty low number on him for somebody who can put up 100-plus yards. He's gone over the century mark in each of the last two games. So it's 60.5. receiving yards for Stephon Diggs. I'm going to hit the over for minus 114. It's not just the fact that, you know, last week we had a revenge angle and he had 12 targets. It's the fact that he also has a trustworthy quarterback in Drake May who can absolutely sling it. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Plus, the targets have been there in each of the last two games, at least 7 targets. So I think this is another buy low spot on Stephon Diggs. I think he continues to feast, especially against the Saints defense that looks okay on the surface. Mm-hmm. But then you look at him against number one receivers, and they had three guys go over this number. Khalil Shakir of the Bills, JSN of the Seahawks, Juwan Jennings of the Niners went in the 90s against this defense for the Saints. So I think that we're going to see a big game for Stephon Diggs. And plus, when you have somebody who has upside that can go to 146 yards in a single game, I like it when we get a 60.5. So let's hit the over for Stephon Diggs. And then finally, J.K. Dobbins over 64.5 rush yards. He's hit this in every single game this year. I think the game script's going to be great. Going to London and facing a bad Jets defense. And plus, he's getting more and more carries as the season goes on. Had 20 carries against the Eagles last week for 79 yards. And again, I think this game kind of gets out of hand. The Broncos put it in cruise control, and I think J.K. Dobbins runs the ball into the ground against the Jets. So let's take his over at 64.5.
One more play for this guy. Let's go to the college game. UNLV laying 6.5 hosting Air Force. I miss Vegas. I've been to Vegas in too long. So until then, I'm laying points with the Rebels. Dan Mullen has done a great job out in Vegas. Rebels are now 5-0, took care of business against Wyoming last week. The Rebels are one of only 8 teams in college football averaging more than 30 points a game. They average 35 a game. They're great at holding on to the football. They have a defense that is very physical. And all of this is bad news for Air Force because it doesn't matter if they're wearing their cool uniforms or not. Their defense is awful. Worst defense in college football. They give up 476 yards a game. Look at these numbers. They allowed 49 points to Utah State, 49 points to Boise State, 44 to Hawaii, and 34 to Navy. It's four straight losses for the Falcons. Their only win of the season came against Bucknell. This line is way short. So I play it all the way up to 7. Now it's at 7.5 at some places. You can still get it at 6.5. Do that. UNLV minus 6.5 hosting Air Force.
Ah, Bucknell. Makes me think of like college basketball season. Those small schools that you'd never hear right. of ever in your life unless they're playing in March Madness.
That's right. You'll see a school like that and you'll be like, wait, they have a football team? They play football? And that's how you know that that Air Force win is not very good. Sammy Pease. Ready to go? Before that, let's talk to the Dogster.
Coming up this week on Dong, Dogster Genres.
Oh, no. Not again.
It's a triple header. First of all, Ed Gein 2. What's in Mom's Closet?
Yeah. Dogster, it's gross.
Then stick around for Ed Gein 3. The Making of the Nipple Chair.
Dogster, okay. All right.
And finally, the Mighty Ducks, because everyone's gonna need a palate cleanser.
Well, you are right about that. Do you have a bet for us?
Mariners, money line, minus 140 hosting the Tigers.
Okay. Baseball expert. The Dogster is undefeated this week, by the way. I should throw that out there. He is. He's an idiot, but he's undefeated. Not an idiot. My guy, Sammy P. Can we talk? I've been throwing your name around all week. Your name has been bandied about on this show. Texas, Oklahoma. I mean, it's a ruse, right? But he's not going to play, is he?
I don't believe anything Oklahoma says.
Right? Liars. Liars.
They did this, Chelsea, 3 years ago. I told all my friends Dylan Gabriel was not going to play. So they bet hard on the other side. And then this guy Venables has Dylan Gabriel in pads under the center in warmups. I'm getting screamed at, yelled at. You said he wasn't playing. And then 5 minutes until kick, he's trotting out of the locker room in gym shorts.
Yep.
We've seen this before. I know better.
Smart man.
Well, and here's the thing as well. Like, even if John Mateer plays, like, he's coming back from a throwing hand injury. I feel like that's not one that you race back from. Like, for me, I think I like the under in this game better than maybe picking a side because I don't know if it's a great matchup, Arch Manning going against this Oklahoma defense, but I do think it's going to be low scoring.
If he plays, too, again, I don't know if he does, but he broke this bone on his thumb 16
days
ago.
Right, gripping a football.
Yeah.
How? It just doesn't make sense. I don't think he plays. Could be wrong about that. We'll see. By the way, I know it's Friday, and I'm sure it was water, but once Dogster started talking, I saw producer Denton crack the bottle, and I'm like, oh, he knows. Dogster's here. It's time for the weekend.
Yeah.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Pop open the old Bush Light. Toss her back.
It's like red wine. It's like coffee or red wine.
Hey, you know what? I don't hate. Whatever Denton's drinking, I just want a sip. That's really... Sammy P, good to see you, brother. Let's get a dub on Saturday in Dallas. How about that? All right.
Let's do it.
A little salute in the week. Been a great week here on the show. Thanks for being with us. We're out of time. It is a daily tip on a BetMGM network for Chelsea Messenger, D-Day, Denton Day, who may or may not be drinking right now, David Double D Dykstra, Dylan Mitchell, the Donkster, the entire crew. I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck in your bets. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.